Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yesterday, we brought you the story of Bill Belichick and how he really wasn't close to getting any open head coaching jobs last year in the NFL. The team that was the strongest possibility, the Falcons.
Big, strong teams.
Really only gave him the second interview out of obligation, almost.
It certainly seems that way.
If you believe all of the sources that were quoted in the three-headed byline on ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction to this has been rather interesting. Of course, on the same day that this article came out, it was also announced that Belichick is going to be working with Pat McAfee on a special ESPN Plus broadcast of the draft.
Yes.
So that's within the family. And I saw some folks opine, namely Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, that timing is rather convenient, given the nature of the story. But I also saw a lot of other folks, including Dan Wetzel, friend of the program, Yahoo Sports, who penned a column this morning saying that Robert Kraft should be thanking Belichick, not talking behind his back. Now, if you missed it, the story essentially outlined the fact that Robert Kraft told his close buddy, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, according to sources, that you can't trust Bill. He basically badmouthed him behind his back and said, yeah, I don't think this is the kind of coach you should be hiring. Paraphrasing.
Yes.
And reading Wetzel's column, and listen, I kind of had this feeling yesterday, and when we talked about the story yesterday, I came away with it thinking less of Robert Kraft than I did Bill Belichick.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Because now Kraft is the lone guy left. And it's easy to trash after that person is gone. And yes, they did not have great seasons after Tom Brady. No one's saying it that they did. But there is no doubt. We can argue who was the most important of the three, blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is the Patriot dynasty does not happen without the three of them.
Wasn't the, maybe I'm wrong in remembering this, wasn't the talk for so many years that they were successful, obviously because of Belichick and Brady, but also because Kraft, like, left them alone?
Yes.
That, like, one of the benefits of playing and coaching under Robert Kraft was he didn't meddle, which I always looked at him and said, that's awesome.
That's
he understands where his bread is buttered.
Right.
With the greatest coach, the greatest mind, and the greatest quarterback ever. And he had both of them at the same time for 20-some-odd years. And so, like, this weird... And I made the comparison yesterday, and I think that it's going to be a very good and apt comparison of the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson, and how suddenly the owner was getting all sorts of mad because the coach got all the credit.
And he didn't get anything.
And he didn't get anything.
Or he didn't get enough.
He didn't get enough. He didn't get what he wanted. And we saw this with the 90s Bulls. Now, that was actually less of an owner, and that was more of a GM.
Sure.
In terms of what happened during that era. But, yeah, I think that Kraft continues to look poor. Not in the literal sense, but it's just not a good look for him, I think, with any of the stories that have come out really over the last year and change.
Well, we talked yesterday. Is it a 10-part series? It's on Apple. I don't get it.
It's on Apple. Yeah.
See. But anyway, it's about the Patriot dynasty.
Yeah, it's called The Dynasty.
And it's co-produced by Robert Kraft's business interests.
Yeah.
Even though he's tried to distance himself and say, no, I don't have any editorial content. The fact that he's helping produce this says all you need to know. But there was a segment where Kraft was expressing his views on the differences between Belichick and Brady and the disappointment of losing the Super Bowl to the Eagles. And Kraft is quoted in this documentary as saying, Tommy is the greatest in the 100-year history of the game, and I think he represented a threat to Bill's full power. He didn't want Tommy there. And so when you come to the decision, Brady or Belichick, I thought back to the Eagles Super Bowl. Tommy threw for over 500 yards, but Bill made a tremendous error by not playing cornerback Malcolm Butler. I credit Bill with that loss. To be honest, my head coach is a pain in the tush, but I was willing to put up with it as long as we won.
As long as we won, yeah.
And Wetzel brought up an interesting point. The first Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl, that was won because of the strength of Belichick and his defense.
Correct.
Because that was a really good Eagles offense.
Really good. Oh my gosh.
They didn't make it close until the end.
Yeah, the final score is not indicative of how much the Patriots dominated.
Yes, Brady, this isn't taking anything away from Brady. It was Belichick's genius that started the dynasty. They don't beat the greatest show on turf. They don't beat the Eagles. They don't get off to the great start without his defensive mind.
Yeah, forget and even push aside Super Bowls for a moment. Look at a lot of the playoff wins throughout that time. There was that super cold game that they had against the Titans. Obviously, the Tuck Rule game against the Raiders, among others. They had a lot of those types of games early in that run.
But it is rather interesting how Kraft is trying to sell this. And now he's got no more buffer. If this new hire and this new era doesn't work, then people are going to look at Kraft a lot differently.
They're going to look at him like they do Jerry Jones. Really? That's about to happen.
Especially, I get it. You know, this wasn't him trying to outwardly go out there and trash Belichick openly. I'm guessing if Robert Kraft had his way, this story would not have been published as it was.
The ESPN story?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he still mentions it in his own documentary. He's made no bones about it that he and Belichick had their differences at the end. I don't think it does him any favors. If you want to move on from the guy, fine, move on.
Yeah, but the guy won 6 Super Bowls for you.
And
he finished with a whimper, but he still won 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, no one's going to be
great
forever.
And he was always a gruff. He was always a jerk.
Sure,
like, that's always been him.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
But I think he comes across looking a lot worse. And now you wonder, and I watched a little bit of it yesterday, but Bill Belichick was on Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a rather engaging guy, but
everyone, like we mentioned it yesterday, everyone always says that, you know, he's funny. If you give him a chance, he's funny.
But how about this little flex? So when Belichick showed up on the McAfee show, he was doing it from his home. And he's sitting in front of a trophy case that has 6 Super Bowl trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Just right there over his shoulder.
Not bad.
He's saying, hey, this is me. This is what I bring. I think there's a good opportunity here. And I look at Saban the same way. Saban's going to be on ESPN. He's going to get a chance. The two guys that in this century have come to define greatness in football. Belichick in the NFL, Saban in the pros. These are the two guys since the year 2000 who are the alpha and the omega of defining greatness in football. And now they're both entering a new phase of their life. They're both going to be in the media. They've both been hated and reviled mainly because of jealousy.
Sure.
Because they won all the time. You wonder how they're gonna be perceived, because I know there's still people out there, they see Belichick and they just think of the grumpy old guy. But if he hits a home run as a commentator, and if Saban hits a home run as a commentator, how much that attitude towards them is going to soften and people will come to more appreciate what they did?
Well, I mean, maybe this is I don't mean to keep comparing everything to the Cowboys, but when Tony Romo first was on TV and he seemed like this breath of fresh air, there seemed to be a little revisionist history of his career. Like, oh, wow, Tony Romo, man, this guy's really got it going. Now, obviously, that's changed over time. I expect both of them to be awesome. I mean, first of all, I've seen Nick Saban on TV a bunch. He usually has been involved in, like, the national championship type stuff when his team hasn't made it. So I've seen him there. He's very good. I've seen Belichick in limited capacity, but whenever I've seen him, I thought that he was really good. So, yeah, you're And you know what's going to happen, John, is the Patriots are not going to continue to win. They are going to continue to lose. Mm-hmm. And so that will also make him look better and then Kraft look worse, I think.
I hope they end up doing the film study, you know, where it's Belichick and Saban in the same room. I would love to hear those two guys just talk about a football game while it's happening.
Yeah. Well, are they both with Omaha or is just Belichick and then...
I think Belichick's the only one with Omaha, but it's all under the ESPN umbrella
exactly.
In a way. So,
exactly.
You know, there's still going to be opportunities, I'm sure, to work together at some point. But yeah, you know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me why you would want to trash somebody
ego.
On their way out.
Ego. It's what it is. Ego.
Yeah.
We've seen it before. I look... Belichick's a lot older. Belichick's a lot older than Jimmy Johnson was when he got pushed out. But you know, if both of these men are still with us in 20 years, the revisionist history at that point from the Kraft side of things will be quite the sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! We loved because Jerry Jones just did the same thing with Jimmy when he finally put him in the Ring of Honor. Oh no, we were just waiting for the right time. Yeah. Okay. Good luck, Patriots.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, still to come. We have some new information, the NIL today.
Oh, wow. Listen to that tone.
Yeah. You
sound like Nick talking about something that he's not interested in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Interesting.
A Rocky Mountain disaster.
Stop making fun of my baseball team.
And? Do we need to stop pretending that spring football was ever about the fans?
Wow, this is a hot take.
Is it really a hot take?
We'll find out.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Speaking of spring, John, springtime means the NBA playoffs. The rest of spring, John, we have the NBA playoffs. And how about this? New customers right now on FanDuel, they can play their way into $150. All they got to do is go to FanDuel.com/1620 today. Place a $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that you can use throughout the rest of spring. And then when spring is done, it's summer. And then when summer is done, it's fall and it's football. And you can bet on that on FanDuel as well.
Josh trying to fast forward our summer, but let's not fast forward through this deal. Place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620 with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Again, FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.